The Saving Power of Jesus, March 8. And he said unto me, My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly therefore will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Our precious Savior has invited us to join ourselves to him and unite our weakness with his strength, our ignorance with his wisdom, our unworthiness with his merit. Rigid precision in obeying the law would entitle no man to enter the kingdom of heaven. There must be a new birth, a new mind through the operation of the Spirit of God, which purifies the life and ennobles the character. This connection with God fits man for the glorious kingdom of heaven. No human invention can ever find a remedy for the sinning soul. There must be a power working from within, a new life from above, before men can be changed from sin to holiness. That power is Christ. His grace alone can quicken the lifeless faculties of the soul, and attract it to God, to holiness. The idea that it is necessary only to develop the good that exists in man by nature, is a fatal deception. The natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. Of Christ it is written, In him was life, and the life was the light of men, the only name under heaven given among men, whereby we must be saved. Paul the Apostle longed for the purity, the righteousness, to which in himself he was powerless to attain, and he cried out, O wretched man that I am! Who shall deliver me from this body of death? Margin. Such is the cry that has gone up from burdened hearts in all lands and in all ages. To all, there is but one answer, Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world.